now I get to interview our Chief Visionary Officer, Scott. So let's get Scott back on. And what many of you might not realize is Scott and I think I started the same week you did, like back, I don't know, 2006 or like
five.
And I don't even know, you were so young. I was younger. And
that was
an incredible
May,
journey.
That was May 2005.
And I remember that was actually before you even did your master's degree as well, and all the travels we did. It's actually been an incredible, and watching you from actually you were in the office to now you're out on main stage being such a great promoter and presenter and representative of Jeunesse, you know, it's been a great journey.
It absolutely has been. It's been a blessing for sure.
And one of the things that we've seen sort of growing up with you is I would say that I probably know more of the real Scott Lewis than a lot of people do, you know, from when you first fell in love with Isabel to how you feel about your nephews when you see them. So I want the world to know a little bit more about the real Scott. So, Scott, if you were on a deserted island all by yourself and you could choose one book, one song, and one piece of athletic equipment, what would you choose?
And what about one drink, too? I think I would need an alcoholic beverage to sustain. Okay, so it was, what was the first one? Sport activity?
What book would you take if you could take a book?
If I were to take a book, I guess I'd look at it two ways. I hate to answer the question with two answers, but I'm going to anyways. I mean, the first book that speaks to me kind of in that situation and just trusting the universe and, you know, just the energy that it brings us and what we project out and just how everything really falls into place the way it's supposed to would be The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. That's a book that I kind of live my life by. And I think that would bring me a lot of peace and just gratitude despite the challenge of the situation. The other side of me wants to say an old fictional, you know, storybook when I was a kid just to escape from whatever that island looks like. So I would go with like a C.S. Lewis, Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, something to remind me of being a kid in those times of just pure innocence and just being able to kind of escape the situation. Those are the two books that come to mind, completely different. I think you said sport equipment. Tennis is my favorite sport, but that would not be very fun on a deserted island by myself. I'd have to go with the most practical would be snorkeling gear. So a mask and a snorkel so I can see what's under those waters. That makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't mind having my driver and some unlimited golf balls to drive my frustration maybe into that ocean. But I would go with the mask and the snorkel first, for sure. And then a song, I think you said, Pharrell, Happy.
Yep.
Something to keep me happy, to keep me light, to keep, you know, the positive energy flowing. I think I'd get tired of listening to the same song, but if I had to listen to one, maybe that would keep me in the bright mood and spirits that I would need in that deserted island.
That sure is a happy song. Makes you want to dance every time you hear them playing that song.
Yeah, exactly.
So
a lot of positivity.
So those are great things. And you're right. I thought for sure that you would say tennis, but you're right. If you were on an island, then it would be better the snorkel equipment. I expect right now you're really missing Hawaii too.
Oh my gosh. It's so strange not to be in Maui right now, for sure. It doesn't feel the same, but looking forward to hopefully being there later this year at the end of the year to ring in 2022, looking that far ahead. But I can't wait to get back there for sure, especially with all of our new emeralds.
And I'm really interested that you said that you really liked The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's one of my favorite books. And I didn't really like my name when I was growing up because I thought, I've got the name of a child. What's it going to sound like when I'm older? But then I read those books and there was a Lucy in it.
Yeah, she was one of the stars.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. that the magic and a lot of times what you create here at Jeunesse is like going through the wardrobe every time there's an event. And I know you play a heavy role because you have this amazing vision of how you want the events to be. So I'm glad there's an outlet for your creativity as well.
Well, we've come a long way. I remember the days of pretty small scale production companies and running around backstage myself, managing PowerPoints and then hopping out on stage. Yeah. And, you know, it's incredible to look at how far we've come as a company. We've just got such a phenomenal team that really knows how to execute and certainly looking forward to experiencing some of those live in-person events, hopefully later this year. We certainly miss them and we miss joining all of you, the Jeunesse family out there and being able to feel your energy and passion, connect with your eyes and give lots of hugs. So looking forward to that moment this year for sure.
So that's a great segue to the next question that I wanted to ask you is, what surprised you the most of 2020 and what were you most proud of?
Well, it was certainly surprising that LEAD would be in LA in January, would be our first and last event for the entire year. That's something I never would have imagined for sure. We had so many events. We had such an incredible rhythm built into 2020 with our incentive trips and, you know, all those live in-person events, and all of that has been postponed and pushed to this year, 2021. Never would have expected LA. It seems like yesterday. It's crazy how time has flown by, you know, in this time of the pandemic. And then the second question was, what am I most proud of? Our resilience as a company, you know, absolutely, to be able to adapt to today's world, to be able to see so many growth markets around the world. You know, I'm so proud of our leaders, you know, all of you out there watching that have stayed locked in and focused and come forward with this sense of responsibility to serve others during times of need. Like this, extremely proud of the leadership, proud of all those growth regions. You look at the Middle East, you know, as one of the regions that's just got so many rising stars when you really look down into that leadership and what's driving it. But, you know, certainly we've got growth regions all around the world, from Middle East, Europe, North America, Latin America. It's incredible to see these growth markets during such a challenging year of 2020. So I've got so much that I'm proud of. Most of all, I guess I'm proud of Jeunesse and what we stand for and the opportunity that we provide, and that we never lose focus. We never lose track of our vision. And that just speaks to the quality of the people like you, Lucy, like you, Dennis, like the entire corporate family. And of course, all of our Jeunesse leaders out there representing the brand and the movement all around the world.
I think you've made it a family. I certainly feel like I'm part of the family now. But I talked to so many of our distributors, and some of them who've never even got a chance to meet you, and they still feel like part of the family as well. So that is an amazing achievement that people feel that personally connected to Jeunesse. So thank you for being able to be part of creating that part of the culture.
Of course, we like to be connected with everybody as much as we can, and it's been challenging. But, you know, when you look at, you know, the success that we've experienced this year in so many markets, it speaks to the quality of the culture that we've built. And that culture starts with family, and it starts with heart and integrity. And we're so fortunate to have such incredible leaders and distributors all around the world behind our mission.
So, my final question that I'd like to ask you, and I'm sure the Jeunesse family want to know, what's in store for 2021? What's your vision for 2021 with Jeunesse?
Disruption, I think, is the biggest word that comes to mind. I think that, you know, we want to disrupt the status quo. Whatever the status quo is going to be this year is kind of undetermined, but to constantly be creating noise in a positive way and disruption. We've got exciting products. We've got exciting promotions. Of course, launching one of those today. We want to kick off this year big. You know, I think the biggest thing is to leverage, you know, everything that, you know, we've created over the past 11 years, the stability of this company. You know, I look at a very rocky and challenging 2020. A lot of companies, you know, wouldn't and didn't withstand, you know, the challenges and adversity of the pandemic in 2020. But I look at Jeunesse, you know, as just a rock solid opportunity for 2021, new leaders looking to lock arms with a rock solid organization and culture and success story like we've created with Jeunesse. But of course, you know, we're going to stay innovative. We're going to stay progressive. We want to make sure that we're putting the most cutting edge tools and products and resources and constantly causing that disruption, catching you off guard, you know, to keep excitement at an all-time high, and certainly looking forward to getting past that $1 billion mark once again in 2021. Laser focused on making sure that happens. And I know with the, you know, with the leaders, with everybody tuning into this monthly momentum, that we are unified in our mission to get out there and impact people's lives in a positive way. And that's the power of what we've created with Jeunesse and this global platform, and this opportunity is, you know, a platform to really reach out there and touch people's lives, to allow them to really realize that they've got potential for great things in business and life. We've got the platform, we've got the vehicle. Now it's just up to all of us to come together unified in that mission to get out there and serve others and help them achieve their goals and really live their dreams through Jeunesse.
So thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know there's a lot going on, and we will all prepare ourselves for a disruptive year and to have an amazing 2021. And I wish you and your family that you have stay safe, and everyone else out there as well. And please share this message that Scott has just shared with all of your teams as well. And maybe build even a meeting around hearing the message, because oh, if I'm inspired, I'm sure all of you are inspired as well. So thank you, Scott, for your words of inspiration.
Thank you for having me, Lucy. I wish everybody a happy new year. Hope everybody's safe, back with their families, celebrating, you know, this new chapter, this new day. And, you know, today's it's a book. It's a new book, and the pages are blank. And it's up to us to really put those words on the pages. And this is what you call opportunity. We all have the opportunity to make 2021 the best year of our lives. And just know that we want to make sure that we put you in a position to really maximize the incredible Jeunesse family and platform. So happy new year, guys. Love you guys. Thank you.